This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Widespread closures have forced religious groups, including Sikhs, to rethink their traditions. CPR's Haley Sanchez explains one tenet of Sikhism is big public meals. At a time of social distancing, that ritual has expanded to do more than provide people with nutritious food.
KP Singh, with Denver's Sikh Gurdwara, sits at home with a headset on. He takes calls from people who are searching for things like groceries and other goods.
Some people have a medical equipment needed. And some lady actually called us that she had to go to food bank. So we had to arrange an Uber drive for her.
Normally, the Gurdwara, a Sikh house of worship, has a community kitchen. Once a week, they cook and make a big meal they serve to anyone who comes, not just Sikhs. It's called the Langar, and it's one way Singh likes to give back to the less fortunate. But they can't do that anymore.
And now the question becomes, how do you take care of community in a world where you can't go out to meet with community because of a pandemic response?
Dilpreet Jammu is the president of the nonprofit Colorado Sikhs. Changing the Langar means they can actually provide food more than just once a week. That's why Singh is sitting in his home office now. People call asking for all sorts of things. They want him to place an order online or find transportation, and he arranges the logistics.
We ordered from Amazon, King Super, all those places, and it gets delivered to them. Now it is anything, as simple as toilet paper.
He says he gets about 5 requests a day, and sometimes people just want to talk.
The lady said, I'm not asking for anything financial, so don't worry. But I do want to talk about this whole thing that you're doing. And she went on and on and on and on. So it's okay, right? That is another thing I could help.
He says that's one of the reasons he doesn't mind doing this. He enjoys helping others.
That really is the big thing here. And it is one of my principles in my religion, how we grew up. It's all about sharing.
Jammu, with Colorado Sikhs, says sharing with others isn't the only thing that helps Sikhs get through this time.
Another thing that helps our community is a phrase called Charati Kala. And that translates to always rising, always uplifting. So not only uplifting your own spirits, but uplifting the spirits of others around you.
He says now they're helping uplift Sikhs in other states, like Kansas, where they hope to replicate this new approach to langar and shared meals. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
There's more from this story at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.